Grab a coffee. We're going to talk through the due diligence process for UK plumbing businesses. Most plumbing business sales, in our experience, don't actually fall apart on price. They tend to fall apart much later, during due diligence. Analysis from PKF Francis Clark showed that almost a quarter of projects they reviewed in 2025 uncovered issues large enough to cause price reductions, postponements, earnout restructuring, or even the deal collapsing entirely. For owners in the UK plumbing sector considering an exit in the next 1 to 3 years, the message is quite clear. The work that safeguards your valuation happens before a buyer ever requests a single document. If you're thinking seriously about a sale, building a data room that is diligence ready is perhaps the most important preparation you can do. In this guide, we'll walk through a complete UK plumbing due diligence checklist for 2026. We'll highlight the specific red flags that commonly compress multiples or even kill deals, and suggest a 12-month preparation plan to ensure you enter due diligence from a position of real strength. Due diligence for a plumbing business is quite distinct from other sectors, and generalist advisors often miss these nuances. There are three key differences. Firstly, GasSafe registration is non-transferable. The GasSafe register considers an engineer's competence to be personal, not corporate. A buyer cannot simply acquire your company and with it, your GasSafe credentials. They can only acquire the engineers who hold those credentials. This has direct implications for how diligence treats your workforce, the retention risk involved, and how any post-completion tie-in structures will need to be arranged. Secondly, trade-specific compliance is quite layered and can be extremely costly to retrofit if it's found to be missing. We're talking about things like Water Industry Approved Plumbing Scheme or WIAPS accreditation, WaterSafe membership, MCS certification for heat pumps, F-Gas Category 1 for refrigeration work, BPC qualifications, Oftec for oil work, and SIFI membership. All of these sit on top of the baseline GasSafe regime. Buyers will require documented evidence for every single accreditation that contributes to your revenue. Thirdly, the customer base in plumbing is often bifurcated. A residential reactive plumber and a commercial mechanical contractor might be grouped together by company's house, but they are valued very differently by buyers. Due diligence treats them as distinct businesses, each with their own risk profiles, their own valuation multiples, and their own potential deal breakers. The upshot of these specific characteristics is a diligence process that is typically slower, more document-heavy, and more easily derailed than in adjacent trades. The transfer of licenses alone can add anywhere from 30 to 60 days to a plumbing transaction timeline compared to other types of trade businesses. Now, let's look at the checklist itself. This mirrors what a sophisticated buyer's deal team will request once a letter of intent has been signed. We can organize it into 7 main areas, reflecting how M&A diligence is usually structured: financial, tax, legal, regulatory, commercial, operational, and human resources. We'll add plumbing-specific items where they materially affect value. Starting with financial diligence, buyers will want 3 to 5 years of statutory accounts, filed at company's house and audited where applicable. They'll also ask for monthly profit and loss statements and balance sheets for the last 24 to 36 months, broken down by service line. Current and prior 2-year-end trial balances will be requested, along with general ledger access. A meticulous reconciliation from your statutory profit figure to a normalized EBITDA figure is needed, with every add-back fully evidenced. They'll need an analysis of your revenue mix, showing the split between recurring contracts, reactive call-outs, project installations, and commercial versus residential work. Customer-level profitability for your top 20 customers will be scrutinized, looking at revenue, gross margin, and their tenure. An analysis of working capital for 24 months, showing debtors, creditors, work in progress, and stock movements, is crucial. 3 years of cash flow statements for operating, investing, and financing activities will be required, as will a 3-year history of capital expenditure, categorized by items like vehicles, tools, IT, and premises. They will also look at your debt schedule, bank debt, asset finance, director loans, complete with terms and covenants. Finally, bank statements for all business accounts for the last 24 months are standard. Moving on to tax diligence, Buyers will want 3 years of filed corporation tax returns, along with all HMRC correspondence. 12 quarterly VAT returns are typical, with evidence of MTD compliance. Pay and NIC records, including RTI submissions and status determinations for any subcontractors, are key. If applicable, your construction industry scheme returns will be required. Any research and development tax claims made in the last 6 years with supporting documentation will be reviewed. Evidence of IR35 or off-payroll documentation for any sole trader engineers is important. Records of capital allowances, such as annual investment allowance and structures and buildings claims, will be needed. And finally, details on any tax provisions, such as deferred tax, contingent liabilities, or any open inquiries. Next, legal and corporate diligence. You'll need company's house filings, which include confirmation statements, the charges register, and details of persons with significant control. A current share register, showing your cap table, historic share issues, and transfers, is standard. Your articles of association and any shareholder agreements, along with all material amendments and any drag-along or tag-along provisions, will be scrutinized. Material contracts, meaning anything above 5% of your revenue, or any expenditure contract exceeding, say, £25,000, will be requested. Your top 20 customer agreements, especially looking at assignment, change of control, and termination clauses, are important. Key supplier agreements, covering parts and materials, including any exclusivity or rebate arrangements, will be part of this. For property, buyers will want leases for premises, any freehold title deeds, and details of dilapidations provisions. Details of litigation, past claims and disputes over the last 5 years, current matters, and any threatened proceedings are essential. Insurance policies, including public liability, employer's liability, professional indemnity, and motor fleet, along with your claims history, are also needed. Finally, how you handle data protection, including UK GDPR compliance, ICO registration, any breach log, and your data processing register. Now, regulatory and trade-specific diligence. This is where plumbing often diverges quite sharply from more generalist diligence frameworks. Buyers will ask for your current GasSafe registration certificate and a register of all your engineers with their ID numbers. For every gas engineer, their ACS qualifications, renewal dates, and competence records are vital. Registration details for WaterSafe or WI apps where claimed will be required. If you install heat pumps, your Micro Generation Certification Scheme or MCS certification is necessary. If you perform refrigeration work, F-gas category details are needed. Likewise, if you do oil-fired heating work, OFTEC records. Evidence of competent person scheme registrations, covering gas safe, OFTEC, or SIPHE, is important for building regulations. You'll need records of your health and safety approach, including RAMS templates, asbestos awareness records, and site-specific safety records. Evidence of CDM compliance, covering the Construction Design and Management Regulations 2015, will be requested. A log of reportable incidents under RIDOR for the last 5 years is also important. For your vehicle fleet, you'll need MOT records, maintenance logs, driver's qualifications, and tachograph records where applicable. A customer complaints log showing resolution rates and any regulatory complaints, for instance, to GasSafe, will be scrutinized. And finally, any records of refused or revoked registrations. Next, commercial diligence. Buyers will want to see customer concentration, particularly for your top 5 and top 10 customers, showing their revenue and margin shares. You'll need data on average customer tenure, churn analysis, and win-loss rates. Your pipeline of quoted but not yet won work, scheduled work, and repeat customer cadence is very important. Details of your pricing strategy, whether it's fixed price or cost plus, your call-out fee schedule, and any member discount levels will be examined. Information on your lead sources, including marketing channels, paid versus organic, and customer acquisition cost is important. A breakdown of your service mix, residential proactive, commercial reactive, installation and maintenance memberships, is helpful. Your geographic coverage, perhaps with a postcode density analysis or drive time study, helps define your market. They'll want to understand your competitive position, including your local market share, named competitors, and win rates. Finally, your brand strength. Looking at Google reviews, Trustpilot, and Checkatrade ratings, and how frequently new reviews are coming in. Then, operational diligence. Buyers will typically seek access to your job management software, such as JobLogic, BigChange, SimPRO, or Service M8, as well as data exports from those systems. Documentation of your workflows. From job dispatch to customer communication, invoicing, and follow-up is important. Details on inventory management, including stock levels, van stock policies, and parts ordering protocols, are standard. For your vehicle fleet, a list detailing ownership or lease structure, condition, and telematics data is needed. Calibration records for pressure testing and electrical testing equipment will be examined. For premises, they'll look at yard utilization, storage capacity, and dispatch arrangements. And finally, KPI dashboards showing things like first-time fix rates, call-out to completion times, and technician utilization rates. And finally, people and HR diligence. This includes an employee census, detailing headcount, roles, tenure, salary, and location. Engineer-level detail, such as gas safe ID, their ACS certificates, training records, and vehicle assignments is crucial. A register of self-employed plumbers used over the last 24 months with IR35 assessments will be requested. All current employment contracts, including any restrictive covenants, are needed. Details of your pension scheme, including auto-enrollment compliance and employer contribution rates, are standard. Any 2P liability information, which is the required ELI dataset for a share or asset sale, is important. Your staff handbook and up-to-date policies on grievance, disciplinary, equality, and GDPR are necessary. And finally, an assessment of key person risk, identifying any single points of failure, and your succession plans. This full data set usually runs to between 250 and 400 documents for a plumbing business with profits in the region of £1 million to £10 million. Sophisticated buyers will expect this indexed in a virtual data room within 14 to 21 days of signing a letter of intent. Across the plumbing transactions we see, the same handful of issues consistently push valuation multiples down by between half a turn and two turns of EBITDA, or they trigger structured earnouts that defer payment for usually 2 to 3 years. Identifying these issues well before you go to market is the single highest return activity you can undertake. The first is founder dependency. If your business simply cannot run for a couple of weeks without you, expect to deal with a structured component. If a business relies heavily on its founder, a buyer often feels they are acquiring a person, not a company. In plumbing businesses, we're the principal,